This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here by dialing toll-free, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype on in here. As Skype username, lrn.fm. Coming up, Grumpy Cat has won a $710,000 lawsuit in the world of copyright. We'll tell you more about that. With you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Mike.
And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. Don't forget, you can call us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm or call in via the on-air call-in line on Discord, which you can join us there over at discord.lrn.fm. Now, here on Free Talk Live, we're generally not big fans of intellectual property, although I can't speak for you, Mike. I don't know if this topic has come up on one of the shows that you've been on with us.
I actually argue for certain forms of intellectual property. I'm
really?
Just against abuse of that, and I'm against actually government-enforced intellectual property. I think that so, for instance, trademark is has origins in common law and really doesn't have a basis in statutory protection. It's more a matter of your reputation and the consumer's right to be protected against fraud from being sold wrongly labeled products that are misrepresenting things.
So Mark has used the example of sunglasses. He had some Oakleys in the past. You bought the Joakleys, right?
You bought the Joakleys, yeah.
Right. So if I have a Chinese manufacturer and we're manufacturing Oakies,
yeah,
where the logo looks a lot like Oakley, but it's actually spelled somewhat differently. It's an Oakie, so it's missing a letter. Would that be something that violates your idea
That's always something that you would, I think, would be... You could argue before a jury and let the jury decide whether that's
sufficiently... Wait, I thought the government wasn't going to be involved.
Well, a jury doesn't necessarily involve a government. If you have a common law court, it doesn't require that you have a government court. You can have...
But what jurisdiction would they have? I mean, normally the government courts have the ability to impose their restrictions and such.
They do. But you can, if you had an anarcho-capitalist system, you would have essentially common law would become what are called common economic protocols that insurance companies would compete to enforce your rights, that you pay premiums to have protected. And so you could protect your right to your intellectual property contractually rather than through government force. And that's something that we...
But how do you contract with a company that's not going to contract with you? I mean, they just want to compete. Oakley can't contract with the Oakie company because the Oakie company, they don't care about Oakley's contract.
Sure, but
if you sell something to somebody that they think is one thing and it's another...
That's misrepresentation.
That's fraud.
So if...
It would be up to a jury or a panel of judges to decide whether or not
some sort of impartial arbiter would have to decide, is this misrepresenting or is it sufficiently distinguishing as a product and trademark to be deemed to be not a copy or ripoff.
But what level of, I guess, what happens if, okay, so let's go with the Oakie idea. So Oakie sells some sunglasses to somebody for $10 who thought they were buying a pair of Oakleys, which they thought was worth $200 for $10, and they thought they were getting a great deal, but it turns out the build quality is not so great, and it's obviously not a pair of Oakleys, but they didn't realize it at the time. They didn't look closely enough at the logo to see that there was a letter missing.
Right.
Would they be arguing in front of this court with a company that is not even based in that?
If you paid with your credit card, you could go to your credit card company and say, listen, I paid this for this product.
And get a reversal.
Get a reversal on the charge.
Okay.
You know, there's all kinds of processes depending upon what sort of avenue you
But in that case,
upon.
You don't need a court. You would just need to convince the credit card company.
The credit card company, you're dealing with fraud insurance that the credit card company has to have coverage for. And so you're going to deal with insurance companies that are, if there are enough such reversal of charges, the insurer may say, let's track down who these people are who are
to blacklist that,
to blacklist that thing. And maybe, you know, a lot of companies will have insurance policies of their own and say, listen, this insurance company talks to the insurance company of the company producing the fake product, mm-hmm. and say, this person, this customer of yours is committing fraud. And then you have these arbitration between different insurance companies over the contracts.
Okay, now that's what I like to hear. I mean, rather than courts trying to impose a viewpoint on somebody because they didn't like the logo of the company or whatever, I like to hear solutions that involve the marketplace acting in ways that can protect consumers without involving some court system, whether that be the governments or... Because, you know, giving power to one particular body is a very disturbing concept.
And that's one of the things I really love about smart contract technology and cryptocurrency, mm-hmm. because you can utilize that technology to create a private form of copyright where you are only distributing license to use your product to people who pay that execute the smart contract, and for that the blockchain becomes the means of regulation so that if someone copies your digital content and tries to upload it to the blockchain and claim it their own, the blockchain would have, for instance, heuristics that would look for patterns and say, oh, this is a copy of this.
Yeah, but that presumes that there's not only just one blockchain, there's multiple blockchains. Could very well be blockchains that support copying and allow you to post whatever you want and have no way of taking it down.
But there would be certainly be ways for, because this is sort of an area of polycentric law where each blockchain is its own legal jurisdiction.
Yeah.
And so then you would have issues of arbitration between blockchains of which, you know, who allows shape-shifting from one into another if one is permitting piracy and one is protecting against it. Mm-hmm. Then you've got issues of differing policies on these economic issues, and so one would say you can't shapeshift one crypto into another if one is against piracy and the other is for it.
I see. Okay. So, I mean, obviously these things are still going to exist. Even in the absence of the state, there are going to be people copying movies and music.
The saying
like
is,
that.
With locks and keys, that locks and keys only keep honest people honest.
Yeah.
You know, it creates a cost to being a bad actor. And that's kind of the point of having cryptocurrency, is that in order to try to counterfeit cryptocurrency, it actually costs you more to fake it than to do it honestly. Mm.
So really what it comes down to is people believe in intellectual property. I mean, you know, we do. We just sort of believe that, hey, that's my joke, or you took my idea, or whatever it is, right? Like, we believe in intellectual property. We also we want ideas to be free. Right? So,
we do, but, I mean, I like free ideas. I like that idea.
I'm talking generally about people.
Okay.
And, you can insert yourself into the conversation if you want, but I'm just, you know, making two things that are sort of clear, but dichotomous. On one hand, we like intellectual property. On the other hand, we like ideas to be free. So in a world where you can buy a song for $1 off of the Apple Store, it's probably not worth hunting it down through, the free channels or whatever, trying to rip it off of, you know, this place or that place.
Because of the time involved.
And getting the crappy, the time involved and all that other stuff. It's a dollar. We can live with it. So if they make it easy for people to follow the rules, they will. If they make it expensive, difficult, and arduous for people to follow the rules, they won't. And that's what this comes down to.
And if you make it easy for people to use what they've bought a license to in more places, they're less likely to be inclined towards piracy.
Sure.
Whereas, and this is something that we do with my company, Galactic Systems, with our Galacticoin blockchain, is the idea is that we feel like the walled garden business model is used to hem people in and limit their ability to use content in a ham-fisted attempt to protect content, which is very easy to be copied. But if you utilize smart contracts to make it hard for people to use that content over a wide range of markets, then you have a situation where you can protect people's content, but at the same time enable people who have bought legitimate licenses to use it in a wider range of places, they're less likely to try to pirate it. And because the creators can sell it in more places, they'll charge lower prices that more people will seem to be a reasonable price for use of that content.
Right. That's what it all comes down to. It's not about, you know, the law and all that other stuff. It's just about making it easy for people to do things the right way.
And have a good value proposition that everybody can agree to.
We'll continue the discussion here because we haven't even told you about what's happening with Grumpy Cat, which many of you may be familiar with Grumpy Cat from the various memes that have involved him on the internet. But now he's been in court. Maybe it's a her. I don't know. More coming up here. It is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
My Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information and get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey.
Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Talking about intellectual property again, in this case, a copyright lawsuit. And this really has something to do with a contract violation more so than anything else. We'll tell you about it here, what happened with Grumpy Cat Limited, which is a company that was created around Grumpy Cat. And we'll tell you more about that and what happened with the $700,000-plus reward or award in a verdict here. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And Mike.
If you want to protect your home with security, a security system, well, you've probably checked out some of the options, and you know that it's not necessarily cheap. And if you do cheap out, in a lot of cases, you're going to get some really crappy equipment. So what do you do? If you don't have a whole lot to spend, I would recommend looking at the Blink Home Security System. I was actually pretty surprised. Given the price of the product, I wasn't expecting a whole lot.
It's a great value.
But actually, these cameras look good, and the lighting on them is actually surprisingly effective. They got an LED light on there that, I mean, you walk into the back room here at the station, if it's dark out, it's going to be pretty bright once that thing goes off. You're going to know that you're being recorded. When
it's like a motion sensing light.
Yeah. Three Blink cams. You get three of them for what some of the other guys will charge you for one of their wired cameras. These are wireless. The whole system's wireless. There's only one cord, and that's the one you plug in the hub with to the wall outlet. And then that hub links up wirelessly to all of the cameras that you set up. And you can get more than three if you want. It's up to you over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. But you unbox them. You put the batteries in. The batteries are included. And you put the cameras where you want them. And then you set it all up via a Wi-Fi enabled device like a tablet or a smartphone. Super easy setup. You're going to be done within moments from unpacking the box. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Great for your home, great for maybe a small office as well. BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue here, the story is from TheWrap.com. It's about Grumpy Cat. Headline here, the beginning of the story says that Grumpy Cat has a lot of reasons to be less grumpy this week. 710,001 reasons to be exact. The Grumpy Cat Limited Company,
$710,000 make me pretty happy,
was awarded $710,001 in damages on Monday when a California jury, and this was last Monday, decided that the beverage company Grenade was guilty of infringing on its copyright and trademark. Quote, I think, first of all, that it's just a verdict. The jury followed the law and the facts and reached a verdict that was justified based on the law and the facts, said Grumpy Cat's lawyer, David Junlis. He said, it's nice that my client's rights were vindicated on this. It was a hard-fought battle. Grumpy Cat Limited, formed by Tabitha Bundensen to monetize the viral fame of her sour-faced cat, his real name or her real name, Tartar Sauce, sued Grenade in 2015, claiming the company
Tartar Sauce.
Tardar.
It's spelled Tardar. T-A-R-D-A-R.
Yeah.
I see.
Sued Grenade in 2015, claiming the company used the cat's image on several of its products, despite only having the rights to sell a line of iced coffees called Grumpy Cat Grumpuccino.
Okay.
So they had entered into an agreement with this company to license the photo, but they allegedly went further than what the agreement allowed them to do. The Grumpy Cat image appeared on Grenade's roasted coffee line and T-shirts, neither of which were part of the original deal. Grenade filed its own countersuit, claiming Grumpy Cat didn't hold up their end of the bargain and failed to promote the brand as outlined.
Stop looking grumpy.
They said they failed to promote the brand as outlined under the terms of the deal. However, the jury was not moved by their argument and ultimately decided in favor of the meme. Quote, okay. It's important precedent when you have something like a meme online. It's the first verdict ever rendered in favor of a viral meme. Memes have rights, too. Unquote. Do you agree? Does a meme have rights?
Well, does a meme have rights?
Tartar Sauce's owner has rights.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, I mean, what you're dealing with here is a picture, right? I mean, like an image, a likeness.
Yes.
And who should be able to make money off of this likeness? I mean, I think we're clear that this coffee company wouldn't have been able to sell their coffee, at least not at the speed and depth that they were able to do with Grumpy Cat's picture on it, right?
Yeah, sure.
That you're willing to concede that. All right. So if they take my cat's picture and put it on their coffee, then yes, they should have to compensate me.
Mm-hmm.
That's my belief. I mean, there is no intellectual property to me any more thorough than your face.
Do you own the right to your face if somebody else takes a picture of it?
You do have a right to your likeness, yeah.
You do. Yeah. I don't think that they should have to hunt hither and nigh for your picture and, like, you know, all that stuff, especially if it's just going in some YouTube video someplace, that they should have to go through all the work of, like, you know, blurring you out and all that stuff. So
because generally the law does side in the favor of the likeness being protected, meaning that if you're not a public personality,
you're not a public figure,
and somebody takes a picture of you and then markets that and makes money,
they have to get you to release your rights to your image for them to be able to commercialize that content.
Right. But should they?
Should they have to?
Should they have to?
So in this case, I would say absolutely. Now, in the case of, let's say, News Channel 9's, you know, Rock'em Sock'em consumer reporter goes into a gas station where the mechanics are ripping everybody off. And they put their hidden cameras in the car. They catch the mechanics on
video.
And that's
where you've got wrongdoing being investigated and reported on.
And then we're going to run commercials after. Wait through the commercial break to find out what our investigative reporting came up
with. They're making money off of
that.
But the other side, then you've got things like Paris Hilton sex tapes where stuff that was, you know, her likeness was publicized and people made a lot of money off it that were not her. And she had a right to keep that content protected and not have people steal it and sell it. And, you know, so you would assume that if anything, your sex tape should belong to you, you know, and you should have
a
right
to release it with the intention of making yourself some kind of celebritarian.
Well, you should have a right to do that.
Has that happened?
It's my understanding that some people accuse Paris Hilton of having released her own sex tape.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about celebritarians. I thought that was a libertarian.
That would be a celebritary.
So in this case, $710,000from a company called Grenade, now going to mostly the attorney, I would imagine, and then some of it ends up Grumpy Cat's going
to
have a nice
new
gold bowl.
Who would ever think that that the name Grumpuccino would be a good brand name?
Apparently Grenade. Don't they also have a brand name called Cocaine out there somewhere as well for like an energy drink? Or something like that. Anyway, you're welcome to comment on intellectual property. I think that it's a sticky issue for a lot of
people. I think it's sticky, yes.
Because people have their own personal beliefs about, you know, what they think, but then they also violate intellectual property in a lot of ways. So some people like some intellectual property, but not others. To me, just you should be either for it or against it across the board.
Let me ask you this, Ian. Let's say that, let's see, what are some of the things that you're... What if Facebook tomorrow begins using one of your pictures with a little word bubble that says, Ian Freeman
love
Facebook.
Facebook,
right?
Or okay. Ian Freeman free Facebook.
I really don't care. You can use my picture for whatever you want. Put me on a douche bottle if you want to. I don't care.
But I understand what that's just wrong. Because then people are going to be like, oh, well, I respect Ian Freeman and the stance he's taken in this world. I'll use Facebook like he does. You're allowing those people to be misled because you are too lazy to get up and do anything about it.
It's not that I'm lazy. I've just got other things that are more important than filing lawsuits. More coming up.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com. Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We are 2 weeks away from Anarchapulco, the fourth annual edition of this excellent Liberty event. I had the pleasure of going last year for the first time. Mark, you've been to a couple of them.
Two, as I can recall.
Two out of the first three. And then again, we both went last year. This year is going to be amazing. It's going to be sold out. So we're sorry if you didn't get your tickets. It's too late. If you can maybe get somebody who's scalping theirs, maybe they can't go at the last moment. You might be able to get in that way. But otherwise, you're going to have to watch from home. And that's the good news this year, is that if you didn't get your tickets, they're streaming the event live. So you're going to be able to see Ron Paul. You're going to be able to see G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Ver, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Finot, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, Carrie Wedler, well, maybe Adam Kokesh. He may or may not make it, depending on bail conditions. Bit Jedlicka, Sterling Lujan, and I don't know if they're going to stream the live musicians, but there will be musical performances there as well. It's the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico, February 15th through the 18th for the main event. You can go and learn more at anarchapulco.com. And again, the event's a sellout, and so they're going to be streaming presumably every speech, unless there's some sort of technical difficulty that prevents it. So look forward to that. Even if you can't make it this year, you might want to mark your calendar for sometime in February of next year and start planning now to get your tickets for 2019, because I suspect that since this one was a sellout, they're likely going to do it again.
Bigger and better.
Yeah. And I don't know if it can get much bigger than this. I mean, this is a monstrous hotel. It's like a pyramid-shaped, kind of Aztec-looking hotel on the beach in Acapulco.
But aren't there only like 600 or 800 attendees this year for in Acapulco, or is it more this time?
Boy, I don't know. I would say there were several hundred last year, and I heard, Mark, I think that you said there was maybe like three times the amount of people going as went last year.
That's so what I've heard.
It may be closer to 1,500 or something like that.
Should be big.
But we'll find out more. When we're there, we'll talk to Nathan Freeman or Jeff Berwick and see what they have to say about the numbers. So stay tuned for more Free Talk Live from Anarchapulco, and visit anarchapulco.com for more on that event. As we continue here, we're talking about intellectual property, copyright, the Grumpy Cat meme that the lawyer for the Grumpy Cat people is saying that memes have rights too, and is out there touting the $710,000 verdict that a jury awarded them based on what was apparently an alleged contract violation between a coffee manufacturer who had negotiated a deal to use Grumpy Cat's image on one line of its products, but then decided to put Grumpy Cat's image on T-shirts and a different line of products as well, in contradiction to the terms of the agreement.
Well, part of their problem is that they already signed the contract. They acknowledged the intellectual property from the beginning. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Right. So they wrote the contract for the amount and all that other stuff. Now, the lawyers shtick with memes have rights too. Well, that's just lawyer. That's just people talking. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's just something. And I'm not sure that memes have rights. I think that what we're talking about here is the right to one's visage and endorsement.
And in this case, you're not dealing with the appearance of a person.
Right.
It's a cat.
Does the cat have
the
same
cat
rights?
Does the cat have the same rights to control their appearance that a person does?
Do you have the right, the exclusive right, as the person who feeds and keeps the cat in a house and who takes the cat to a veterinary clinic on occasion, do you have the right to control the cat's visage?
Yes. Clearly.
Well, I guess that's what they're saying here, but they're using pictures probably not taken by Grenade, but likely taken by the Grumpy Cat people. If somebody sees Grumpy Cat and takes their own picture of Grumpy Cat, does the Grumpy Cat owner then claim legitimate authority over the photograph of the other photographer?
Photos, I mean, and then there's celebrity photos all the time, and the celebrities can't control that.
Like paparazzi.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's a great point, because they're public personalities, and so is Grumpy Cat.
So is Grumpy Cat.
It makes it real simple.
Not a personality, but some kind of a
catality. Felinality.
I have to say that it's really simple to say, yes, the owner controls the visage of the animal. And Grumpy Cat is a very distinctive animal. We're not talking about my golden retriever, which looks a heck of a lot like other golden retrievers. I'd have a heck of a time trying to convince a jury that, no, that's Fruit Loop there, right there. Can you see the dot?
She's fat.
She's fat.
Oh, but
that's
my dog, Ginger, has a very unique spot pattern on her body.
She does, but I mean, honestly, when it comes down to it, Grumpy Cat has parlance on the internet. Ginger is another Springer Spaniel, as far as people are concerned.
It's a German Shorthaired Pointer.
I'm sorry.
Get it right. Come on.
Thank you. Thank you for the correction. I'm happy with this verdict. I don't know much about the 700,000. I can't say whether I consider that a good number or a bad number or anything like that, but I don't have any particular problem with this. If this company attempted to, by hook or crook, use this picture in order to sell more coffee, and they were caught, and somebody brought it to a civil court, over which I don't have to pay because it's fee run, then, great.
Okay, here's an example. Let's say that I'm a painter, and I paint a rendition of Grumpy Cat.
Good point.
And I sell my rendition of Grumpy Cat to some company selling a product. Mm-hmm. Do I have a right to my rendition of the image of Grumpy Cat, or does Grumpy Cat control the image of Grumpy Cat?
Excellent question. In the case of the painting, the difference being that's your rendition, that's your interpretation
Absolutely.
Of what you've observed, whereas the photograph is the photons reflecting into the collector of the camera.
But a lot of photography is considered art because there's a lot of it's interpreted with filters and points. Focus of view and all that sort of stuff. So,
I get the art arguments here, but we all know what a picture is. A picture is the light bouncing off of my face. And no, you can't slap my face on your box of crackers and say Mark Edge endorses these crackers if I, A, don't endorse
Mark
them.
Mark Edge chicken biscuits.
You don't send me a check. Okay, so first off, Free Talk
Even
Live.
Even if you like them. I want to see Mark's face on a box of crackers now.
We do not.
Chat room.
Free Talk Live does not do endorsements. We will endorse a product if we believe in the product. So we will tell our listeners from the bottom of our hearts what we think
about endorsements.
But people don't pay for it. They pay for airtime, but not for the endorsement.
I see.
So a live read ad on Free Talk Live will cost you $100.
Yeah.
One of these that you read. Yeah. But if Ian says, I like this.
Mm-hmm. We don't charge extra for that, is what you're saying.
Right. Because we're the hosts, we don't do that. That's normally done in most venues out there, and we don't have to do that anymore.
Right.
And we never did that. It's never been done. So
that's absolutely
there you
true. So there you go. That's the intellectual property story. You're welcome to comment, though, if you want. This is an issue that divides libertarians. It's something that we'll probably be talking about forever on Free Talk Live because people are going to – some folks are going to change their minds on it over time.
And more people do more and more work that's creative and rather than labor. And you should, if you're going to own your labor, your creativity is part of your labor. So, you know, where just because it's maybe an idea is immaterial versus the material work you do. I mean, it's such a vacuous distinction between creativity and labor.
You know, it was funny. We were on a radio station that I'm not going to say which one, but that got rid of us because there was a conflict in the market with another station picking us up. And I explained to that program director when he told us he was getting rid of us, I said, well, look, I'm sorry. We love being on your station. We want to stay there. But I don't have an exclusivity agreement. We actually took that out of our contract. So when stations sign the agreement to air Free Talk Live, they don't get exclusivity for their marketplace. Because if somebody else wants to come on board, I'm just like, shh, come on, I don't care. I'm not going to sue a company that takes our show even without an agreement, right? Like, go ahead. We don't care. If you put us on the air, that's great. We appreciate that. But some stations, they're used to having exclusivity. That's kind of the standard in syndicated radio. And so when I said that, he was like, well, what if I just started up my own Free Talk Live? I'd be like, fine, go ahead. That actually already happened. There was white supremacists who started the most possibly offensive version of somebody copying a thing. Already happened a decade ago.
Didn't that whole show end because of a murder suicide?
Yeah, he killed himself and his wife.
How awful.
Yeah. I think it was asphyxiation in a garage and a gunshot. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Live from the Vertcoin Studio. This is the call to freedom. It's the crypto hour, frightening you, my helium. 4 to 7 here on LRN.FM. We can kill the faucet, he collars 5 to get some free coins. This is the call to freedom.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You may bring up what you want here. Just dial toll-free and join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Oh, there she is. I saw a call ringing in. I thought, it's got to be Sarah. She's already coming on hold. We're going to bring Sarah on in a moment here, but we actually got an update on a question that you had asked, Mike, in the last segment about, well, we were talking about copyrights and photos and the
and
ownership.
Paintings of...
Right. The ownership of one's visage or one's image and, you know, how far one's control over one's image should go. Should it extend to an artist's interpretation of your image? Of your image, and Daryl actually found a relevant case about that Obama Hope picture.
Yep.
That everybody's seen.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Apparently, street artist Shepard Fairey, this is from back in 2011, actually, the Associated Press, source here, by the way, the New York Times, have settled their long-running legal battle over the well-known Hope campaign poster of Barack Obama. Mr. Fairey, who sued the Associated Press in 2009 as it began to accuse him of copyright infringement for using one of its photographs as the basis for the poster, said he didn't appropriate any copyrightable material and that his use of the photograph, which showed Mr. Obama looking up pensively, constituted fair use under copyright law. Last year, Fairey admitted he had misstated which AP photo he'd used for the image and that he had submitted false images and deleted others to conceal his actions, leading to a criminal investigation in addition to the civil case.
Jeez.
He originally said that he had used a photograph from a National Press Club where blah, blah, blah. Fairey said that he had initially believed the AP was wrong about that, but then realized that they were right. In settling the lawsuit, quote, the AP and Mr. Fairey have agreed that neither side surrenders its view of the law. Mr. Fairey has agreed that he will not use another AP photo in his work without obtaining a license from the AP, and the two sides have also agreed to work together going forward with the Hope image and share the rights to make the posters and merchandise bearing the Hope image and to collaborate on a series of images that Fairey will create on a that will be based on AP photographs. The statement added that the
that's two a nice sides. Partnership and a way that people can work together.
And I'm sure AP is going to love that merchandising.
Which is strange, but nonetheless.
The statement added the two sides had agreed to, quote, financial terms that will remain confidential, unquote. In a statement released by the AP, Ferry said, quote, I respect the work of photographers as well as recognize the need to preserve opportunities for other artists to make fair use of photographic images. Contacted through his publicist, Ferry declined to say anything more. So, not a real, not a lawsuit that's really going to help determine an answer to that particular question.
Right.
So basically both sides gave up in that particular case.
Well, they decided to work together. They decided that rather than using the expensive and arduous legal system
to fight where the only people making the money is the lawyers,
the lawyers made money on this. don't you worry, because they needed the lawyers to get to the point of having the agreement in the first place.
True.
Let's go to Sarah. She's on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
You know, I think I worked today. I stood on the street corner.
Think you worked? Usually when you work, you don't have to think real hard to know about it.
Well, I mean, today this is work, volunteer work. I talked to about 30 or 40 high school students from that intersection to, you know, trying to bring our red light cameras back.
Now, wait a minute. So you were just, like, hanging out at a school bus stop and talking to the students about red lights? How did you encounter 30 or 40 high school students?
Well, there's a high school right by this intersection, the most busiest intersection.
So you're stalking minors.
Well, it is. We had the red light camera there for 7 years. It was the very first red light camera, and it was, like, the best intersection of the entire state.
Paint this picture for me. So you're at an urban high school in the Albuquerque area, which is near a red light. And are the students getting out of school? Is this the afternoon, or is it bright in the early in the morning when they're going to school? What time frame?
Well, you know, I always catch them during like lunch break, like midday, and I always catch them like around 3 when they're out of school.
So this is a regular occurrence, then. You're regularly doing high school outreach. So what is it that – so where are you on – are you going onto the campus, or are you just standing outside of the campus?
So I'm at the intersection. I'm at one of the corners of the intersection.
Now, do the high schoolers tend to leave campus during lunch? Are they allowed to do that?
Yeah, well, I mean, they've always done that. They would leave, they walk out and eat whatever.
Then they come back.
Some schools have what's called open campus.
Right, where you can go to McDonald's or something for lunch. But others have barbed wire and, you know, Constantine, fencing around the outside. So you're standing out there. Do you have a sign? What are you, what are you doing?
Well, the thing is, I used to have, like, a flyer. I got to make up one now with our new mayor and our city council. I have to make put their phone numbers. That's what I'm going to do. But since I quit, I've been doing this for 5 years, freezing cold, hot summer, everything, and I've already met five kids that got hit by cars. And I asked him, I said, do you almost get hit by a car? And then he said, I got hit by a car. I was in the hospital for 3 days, and that's one of the kids. So I beat
them. And you believe that red light cameras will reduce the incidence of people getting hit by cars?
Well, I know so. It always has proven so.
Where has it been proven by?
You
could just be wrong.
We
certainly have seen that the red light cameras will increase car accidents at the red lights, but you're not so worried about the people driving the cars. You're more concerned about the people who aren't driving, correct?
Yeah, the pedestrians that are walking and crossing, because they pull into the right-hand turn lane when they have the red light, and they pull into the crosswalk, and that used to be all citations. In other words, if you can't stop behind the crosswalk, you pull in and then that's a ticket. And I know that it's very hard for the drivers to be perfect all the time, but if you constantly make a mistake, you hit somebody. So you're saying that...
You know what drove me crazy down in Sarasota when we used to live there? They had this little... they had a high school that was right on US 41, so very, very busy stretch. Kind of like you guys have Route 66 or whatever there. We had US 41, very, very busy all the time. And they actually had like maybe a 100-foot stretch of school zone right in front of the high school. And so you'd have to slow down to 20 miles an hour on this very, very busy highway just so 100 feet of protection could be offered to the high school students who should absolutely by that age know better. They should know that they have to look both ways before they cross a damn street. And I don't think maybe you could argue that elementary school students need this kind of protection. But high school students do not need school zones.
Here's some statistical data. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety reports that that red light cameras do save lives. They have saved in the 2004 to 2008 period in the 14 biggest U.S. cities with cameras 159 lives over that four-year period. An analysis by the Institute shows that if cameras had been operating during that period in all cities with populations of more than 200,000 people, a total of 815 fewer people would have died. But they haven't mentioned what the cost of that many cameras and then that many people managing those cameras.
But if it only saves one life, then.
Well, you know, you've got to deal, you know, what's the value of a life?
that's hard to calculate, something like that.
Well, the insurance business does a pretty good job calculating the value of a life.
Well, one thing's for sure, a lot of these cities have gotten rid of these red light cameras because maybe even though, as you're saying, some have estimated they've saved lives, they've also caused accidents.
It does increase the incidence of rear-end collisions.
Yeah. And thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to, we've got Discord, where Mouth-Breathing Dullard is on the line. Go ahead there.
I received an email today that said the Call to Freedom host mentioned you in Discord. So I tuned in and dropped out and heard somebody that sounded just like Mike. And Mike, I should like to say, since you didn't, when I heard this phony imam, Will Phony Muslims for Liberty, joking about a poor man who was killed today and having good fun with the train wreck story, you disgust me, Mike.
I don't know what story you're talking
joking about.
I should
the man
like you to
at
get
all.
Off my
I'm sorry, he was not joking about the man who was injured at all. He was basically pointing out the irony that it's parallel to the way that things often go with the government, where it's the little guy who is injured or killed by the government action.
Yeah, I don't even know what story he's talking about. I wasn't there for the discussion, and I suspect many of our listeners weren't either. Thank you for the call, Mouth-Breathing Dullard. But probably best to not call about things that happen on shows where we weren't there.
Yeah, listeners aren't listening.
I was there. So
two of the three hosts weren't even there.
You can challenge me. I don't have any trouble with standing
up. Yeah, work it up tomorrow.
See you there. Spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.